Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about this is what you voted for. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, you see all these stupid policies, they're inviting all these people into our country, they're letting all the darkies do all kinds of stuff. But no, I'm the ones that's stupid, right? Yeah, remember that one white girl that got stabbed in the neck by that darkie? Oh yes, I guess the guy thought she was like a Capri Sun and he was trying to drink her blood. Some weird vampire type of thing. Yes, like a juice box. I said juice, you know, drinking juice, not the octopon, you know, Pirates of Dark Water, octopus squid ink people. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about something else. Yes, this video is going to be talking about all the crazy shit that's coming into our world. Oh yes, let me bring it up. Yeah, look at this thing right here. A Swifty college co-ed was executed as she slept, by a career criminal who broke in, then went on shopping spree with her credit cards. Jeez, yes. You see what happens when you do these stupid policies? You get crap like this. And look at this pretty white girl. She's very beautiful. She was. Now she's getting buggered by Satan. But oh, who knows? It's what she wanted. She wanted to be a feminist. She voted for this stuff. So yeah, this is your prize. Right? I'm not the one that did this. Just saying. Oh, that's okay. But I guess you lovely ladies are going to have to be wearing armor so like that you can be protected. Because if you don't, I guess you need a man to protect you, but you said that you don't need men. Really, huh? Well, I guess you need a gun. Yeah, but what happened to the guns? Aren't you guys trying to get rid of guns too? Oh, so what are you gonna do? There's no men, there's no guns. Well, you guys are sleeping with your dogs, so why not have your dogs like guard dogs? Yeah, you know? I don't know. That's an idea, but moving on. Yeah, look at this guy, this fine young upstanding citizen. This guy starts talking madness stuff. Yeah, is talking very ludicrous, nonsensical bullshit. But yeah, let's see what comes out of the horse's mouth, right?
One way black people achieve true liberation, that's by taking it in blood. It has to be...
Oh really? Whose blood are you talking about? Is that blood you're talking about mine or yours? Because I'm not going to bleed. Nope. Who else is going to bleed? Well, let's find out what this guy thinks about it, right?
Blood all over the floor. There has to be bodies on the floor. There has to be people screaming and crying. That is the reality. And this is...
What the fuck? This guy wants to stack bodies. Yeah. And what happens when he's not the one that's strong enough to stack those bodies and people turn on him and they stack his body? Yeah, you better hope that you're stronger than these people. But you're very, very stupid for saying this kind of shit. But whatever, let's continue.
This is what history shows me. No amount of begging, no amount of complaining, no amount of protesting, nada, is going to get you your liberation until you take it with blood.
Yeah, this darkie is right. Yeah, no protesting, no reasoning with these people, no, none of that stuff is gonna change things. He's right, you have to spill some blood. But guess what? Sometimes the blood you have to spill is your own. Oh yes, are you willing to pay that? Oh yeah, you saying that you're gonna be doing all this, that, and the other. But guess what? You're also made out of flesh. Guess what, meatbag? Oh yeah, you could be taking other people's lives, but they could be doing the same thing about you. So you better watch it, man. Yes, if nobody's on the same page with you, then people are gonna think that you're a lunatic, and guess what? They're gonna arrest you, or worse, you could end up, you know, 6 feet under. So, yeah, don't do that, friend. Just saying.
See, so this is why I sit back and I don't play along with any of these black people talking about it's a spiritual war, this, that, this, that.
Yeah, this guy's stupid. He thinks he knows what he's talking about. He doesn't. Yeah, you think with these people you're gonna start a war? Yeah, you're dumb. These people can't organize. No, they're very stupid. Just saying. Yeah, it would be awesome to introduce your enemies to impalement spikes, but guess what? You can't. There are too many. Yes, remember, women voted for this stuff. Oh, yes. They wanted all these immigrants, all these dumb people, and all these murderous creatures in here doing stupid things. And this guy's talking about murder. Like, no, don't do that. Yes, be civilized. We're not in that point. Not yet, anyways. Well, let's continue. Yeah, look at all this stuff. People get radicalized and this dude got killed. Yeah, that's pretty fucked up. Yeah, it's like, why? It's because people are getting radicalized. Yeah, But supposedly the dude that did it turned himself in because his dad was a marshal. Yeah, so the guy turned him in. Or coerced him or something. But yeah, that's not gonna be about this. This is actually about how people think about this. Yeah, and look at the women. Yeah, let's go bring that up.
Charlie Kirk got shot and killed. How do you feel?
Happy. Goodbye.
Yeah, you see how women think? That's fucked up. She's actually happy that some dude got killed. Yeah, who cares, right? Because he's a piece of shit in your eyes. You think he's a dirtbag and he deserved to go take a dirt nap. That's not cool. Yeah, now you know why I'm saying that women need to lose their rights? It's because they do things like this. Yeah, that's really, really messed up. In my opinion, of course, but let's continue.
Wow. Did you see that Charlie Kirk just got shot and killed?
That's good.
Wow, that's good.
What a fucked up piece of shit. She says, good. You don't even have a body. You look like a dude. Ugh, who the hell wants to touch you? You're gross. But of course, that's my opinion. But whatever, let's continue.
That's good that people are getting shot just off a political view. Good that people are dying in America.
Yeah, you see what these stupid people do? Yeah, these women need to lose their rights. They don't deserve them. They do stupid shit. Yes, now you know why the world is shit, because people let these lovely ladies vote. Just saying.
Did you see that Charlie Kirk got shot and killed today?
Yes, I did.
How do you feel about that?
I don't really have any feelings about it. Who are you?
Oh shit, I didn't know that Mitt Levin changed his fucking hair color. Oh shit, he dyed it blonde. Yeah, this fucking dork, at least he wasn't talking shit like the other two women. Yeah, this guy's just saying, no, I don't even know who the guy is. And actually, that's kind of an honest question. I was aware of him, but I didn't know much about the dude, so I can't say he's a piece of shit. I just know he did stuff on YouTube and he debated people. So yeah. It just sucks that he had to die over stupid shit, right? Well, anyways, let's continue.
Charlie Kirk got shot and killed today. We're just getting people's opinions. How do you feel about that?
Girl, someone had to do it.
Oh, I think she's like one of the so Julian Swine people. Fuck this
Not
bitch,
much.
You fucking octopus fuck.
That's how I feel at this point in time. But
yeah, I appreciate your honesty. I truly do. So you said someone had to do it.
Yes.
Shit, look at this bitch. This chick has no body. Where's what happened to her titties? Damn. You sure this person ain't transgendered? Yeah, I think that's a tranny pre-op. Very pre-op. Anyways, let's continue.
Try not to get all pulled up into that, but he was a misogynist. He was a disgusting person with disgusting beliefs.
So if you had a...
So this chick thinks because this guy was a misogynist, he deserved to die. You see, this chick doesn't deserve her rights. And a lot of chicks believe this shit. Well, you already saw three so far. How many women do you need to see to know that you have to take their rights away? They don't deserve it. They do stupid shit. If you want a girlfriend, then you have to take her rights away. Yeah, you put her back in the kitchen. She doesn't need to go to school. She doesn't need to work because she has a man to take care of her. And all she has to do is just take care of the house.
Yes,
yeah. So guess what? You're not gonna be fucking every motherfucker that you see. You're gonna stay with one guy and that's it. Oh, I know that's so much. Things you have to ask from a woman, right? Oh, that's so much. Oh no! I can't get fucked by Chad no more! Well, he was not gonna be with you forever, you know? He was just using you for your pussy. Because it's a warm, wet hole, and it doesn't matter if it's from a number 10 or a number prep. Yeah, so it is what it is, so whatever, let's continue.
A magical wand, a magical button that you could press and keep him from being assassinated. Would you press that?
No.
What a bitch. What makes you this way to make you such a fucking cunt? Yeah, what happened in your past? Did your dad molest you or something? Yeah, what the fuck's wrong with you? That is so disgusting. And whatever happens to you, that's your business. I don't give a shit. But you ladies shouldn't be going to school. Yeah, if you're going to school, they're teaching some stupid ass shit. And your parents should get slapped for raising a dumb bitch like you. But whatever, just saying.
I think things happen for a purpose. And if that's how his life was ended, then that's how it was ended, so...
Yes, friends, now you see why women don't deserve to have rights. They vote for this stupid shit. Yeah, the day we take the women's rights away, the sooner we get to do better stuff. But no, you guys want to keep on doing this nonsense, but it is what it is. Yeah, things are going to get worse until you repeal the 19th Amendment. But what do I know, right? I'm just a stupid idiot. Well, anyways, I'll let you guys go because I got stuff to do. It's already late and I want to go masturbate. So, yeah, it is what it is, right? Well, anyways. You guys take care of each other and goodbye. Believe say life is unfair unless you are white and you're rich. That Tyler Robinson in a skyscraper prison and fly a plane into
that. Yeah, yes, Brett. They're very confident right now. Obviously, the investigation is ongoing. They're still following every lead. We appreciate the public who has reached out. But every piece of evidence we have so far makes it very clear that the assassin acted alone.
So I saw you read from the.